welcome to a different type of Vocast. We have decided that instead of doing a usual kind of Le Mans preview that you can probably listen to in several different places and read in several different places, we'd do something a bit different. So this year we have Sim going to Le Mans. He's going solo this year. And what he's decided to do is record several voice notes throughout his experience of the week. And what I decided to do is just put them together into like kind of small daily episodes, just so we can gain an experience of what Sim's experience is, what he's up to, how he's feeling, and various different aspects of his visit to the race. We join him currently on his first day. He starts just before he's leaving, and then we catch up to him arriving to his ferry. So currently, as this episode is produced, he's thundering down the French autoroute on his way to Le Mans. So let's crack on with the voice notes and see how he's doing.
Vocast doing something a bit different this year for Le Mans. Rather than generic preview, decided to keep a running diary of my trip there and the week at Le Mans. They're on my own this year, so come along with me, keep me company. Matt's going to stitch it all together at the end and stick it out as what will hopefully be a rather enjoyable episode, and maybe an insight to what it's like to actually attend the world's greatest motor race if you've never actually done it. Hopefully make your mind up and come join us one year. So it's currently 20 to 8 on Tuesday the 10th. My ferry is at 3:30 tomorrow morning. I've got a couple of hours to kill yet. I just had a nice hot shower, potentially my last of the week. We'll soon find out. Who knows what it's like at the Hoo campsite. Just finished packing the car as well. All nicely packed into the GT86. Got quite a lot of stuff in here. Always surprised how much I can get in here. Can still see clearly out the rear view window as well. So done a cracking job. And I'm all stickered up. Got a Racing Line sticker and Hooligan sticker on the rear window. Photo of that is on my socials on sasjag.bluesky. So go check that out if you're listening to this. I'm sure Matt will stick all the relevant links in the notes for this episode. So yeah, as things stand, a couple of hours to kill. So I'm going to go get myself some dinner. Got a nice chicken, broccoli, pasta pie. We'll get that down me. Then aiming to leave around 10 o'clock tonight. Like I say, to catch the 3:30 a.m. ferry from Dover.
It's now 20 past 10. Time to get on the road. Everything's packed up. Last thing to pack up was the chiller with the drinks in. Some nice cold drinks out the fridge. Chiller that to get plugged into the 12-volt socket, and that will provide my refreshments on the way down. Sat-nav is currently saying 1:53 arrival, 207 miles from where I am. Ferry's at 3:30, so that gives me a little bit of time to play with. I'll probably have to stop for a couple of cups of tea. I've been up since 7:30 this morning. Managed to have a couple of hours on that this afternoon, though. So feeling all right. But 26 hours of podcast lined up to listen to, so let's hit the road and I'll check in you later.
Taking a quick stop on the way down. It's now 10 to 12, making good time. Although, as I've just pulled off into the services, sat-nav's decided to tell me there's a road closure en route. M25 is closed. I was torn on which way to come down today. I was looking at the M1, M25 clockwise, which I didn't really want to do. I spent most of my life doing that route. There's a couple of years where I was doing it twice a week. Had enough of that scenery. It's boring. Considered the A14, M11 onto the M25 clockwise as well. Really good route, that. Quite enjoy doing that one. But there's a distinct lack of good service areas on that route. So I've come down my favourite motorway in the country, and yes, I'm sad enough to have a favourite motorway. Hitting the M40, and I'm now at what are possibly top five services for me, hot services. They're disappointing me. I've got here and Starbucks is closed, so I've had to settle for a Costa cup of tea. Neither are great, but it's better than nothing. Luckily, whichever way I'd have gone, or unluckily, whichever way I'd have gone, the M25 would be closed because it's also closed on the clockwise route. So I'm going down the M40 on the anti-clockwise route. Got to jump up the A3, skip round Cobham, effectively, I think, and then rejoin the M25. I've had about 20 minutes onto my journey. Sat-nav's still giving me an ETA of 220, probably about 230 by the time I've finished this stop. Listen to a couple of good podcasts so far. Thoroughly recommend Dinner with Racers. Always a great listen, and I've got quite a few lined up, as I said. Should clarify, I say I've got 26 hours of podcasts. I do listen at 2 speed, chipmunk speed, as my wife calls it, but that should just about last me until we pull up to Le Mans. Aiming for around midday tomorrow, hoping to be there for midday motorsport on Radio Le Mans.
was planning to do another stop at Cobham Services, but given the closure and the time that's added, I think I might end up skipping that and just go straight to Dover via the petrol station, because I will need to fill up before I go Frankside. So I'll check in with you then. So just made it to Dover just before 3 o'clock, quarter to three. Not too bad. That diversion cost me 50 minutes. I managed to make up 10 minutes of that on the M20. Absolutely horrendous diversion, with diversions upon diversions. It's the way Britain's roads seem to work, unfortunately. Filled up when I got here, 232 miles, used 24.5 litres of fuel, so not bad going. Might sit at 75 on the way through France. I know if I sit at 80, it's really tight to do Dunkirk to Le Mans, doing Calais to Le Mans this year, so I might get away with it, thinking about it. So I'll make that decision when I get there. Look forward to some food on the ferry. Although 3 o'clock in the morning, not sure whether they'll still be serving dinner or started serving breakfast. Not fussed either way, to be honest, just hungry at this point. Decided not to stop given the diversion and just belted it down through the rest of England. Plenty of time. They are loading the ferry now. It's not due out for another 45 minutes, but they started loading all the freight already, which is always a good sign. Worst thing about the drive down, honestly, is the fact that the GT86 sits low enough that the lights of every SUV and van ever are directly in line with the rear view mirror. Pain in the arse, especially now everything has laser lights on it. Obviously we have Le Mans itself to blame for that, developed by Audi originally to help the R18, I believe it was, Rocky's accident that year, 2011, 12, can't remember exactly which. Got caught out by a car on the run down to Indianage. The GT car moving over on him. GT car later said that the headlights on the Audi were so bright he just completely lost where he was on the track. Common complaint from the GT cars at that point. Anyway, looks like I'm boarding, so I'll go find out what I can have to eat, and then I'll check in with you all later.
So great to hear from Sim there. Just for the record, I also do enjoy the M40. It always seems to flow pretty well. And especially from our Midland space, it's a great route down to London and great route down to the M25. We had to laugh at the fact that Sim decided the 3:30 a.m. ferry was a great idea because the M25 would be very quiet at that time of night. It turns out it's so quiet, it's closed. So, yeah, just a bit of fun about that impact on him. But it's, like I said in the intro, at this point, Sim's thundering down the auto route towards Le Mans. I'm sure he's taking a break or two right now and having a few jambon baguettes. Let's look at what Sim has to look forward to today using the Racing Line app. We have the first practice session at 1 p.m. UK time. Obviously, we are UK-based, so we'll be using the UK time, but the Racing Line app will also convert time zones to whatever time zone you're in. We have qualifying of 1 hour and 15 minutes. That starts at 5:45. And we have the second practice session. Obviously, that'll be the night running session that begins at 9 p.m. I know that Sim is aiming to be there for the first practice session. I'm quite confident that he will be. There's no one more efficient at setting up a Le Mans camp than Sim. So, full confidence that as long as the roads work fine for him, he'll be there no problem. And that's it for today. Please like, comment and subscribe. Remember to download the Racing Line app and we'll catch up tomorrow.